Thursday night for Havok and Chodesh Havodos, or the Tes Vov Sivan, Tov Shinai and Dalit. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerideya that a man is not allowed to look into a mirror to make himself look nice or to make sure that he looks nice for beauty purposes. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. The Ramah Paskins is Mutter. There's really it's Machlokes Rishonim in the Gemara. What the Gemara is saying, if the Gemara is Chaylik with the Yerushalmi, etc., etc. The Ramah Paskins is Mutter. That is common enough. It's common enough already for a man to look in a mirror also for those purposes. And although the Gra is Machmir, the Gra says it's Osur. He brings Rayas to the Shulchan Aruch. The issue would be La Yilbash, by the way, in case you're wondering. And the Ramos says really that it has become commonplace, and Minog has become commonplace for men to do it too, and it's Mutter. So the Gra is Machmir, but others, Rabbi Kiveger, and others, are Mekel, and say that that is really has become L'chora, that has become normative halacha. That is Mutter. Okay, go on now to the Chodesh Halavavos, Shir 17. B'chasher nizbar lichi of mitzvahs halavavos min ha-Torah, kasher hizbar li min ha-Seichel, it has become clear to me through Torah, the Ksav, just as logically, chipasli alav b'divrei Chazal, u'mitzvasev yosem b'furish b'divreihem, mimashu b'furish b'sfarim min ha-Seichel, in searching the words of Chazal in Gemara, Mishnayos, because we'll be talking about Pirkei Avos, so I found the Chodesh Halavavos there to be even more explicit than in Psukim and more solid than logically. K'mo she'omer was a statement of Chazal Rechmono Liba Boy. Now that includes a lot of things. Rechmono Liba Boy could be talking about Tefillah. Let's say the Rambam saying that if you don't have Kavana and Tefillah, so you're not Yosei, because everything is the Kavana. It could mean, Rachmano Liba Boy, that in other senses, that it's a meaningless act if you don't intend anything, if you don't, like I said the other week, if you don't become closer to Hashem through it, so then it just has it's an act without any inner meaning, so that's pretty empty. You still have to do it, but it's devoid of all connection. It could mean to do things for Shem Shemayim. That's also, you can have your regular lives and you're doing everything you're regular, but there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch that says everything you should do L'shem Shemayim to enable you to serve Hashem. So all you have to do is have that in mind and you transform. So Rachmana Liba Boy. So everything is transformed by that which you have in your mind. You're working, you're earning money, it's L'shem Shemayim. You're raising a family, your family, you're teaching about Hashem. You're sending them to schools, etc. But Amru Liba Ve'ena Trace Arsuri Dechatoninu. The other way around, it also says that the lave and the eyes are the two salesmen, the two top salesmen for sinning, is when you see things that are inappropriate, even if it doesn't affect you on the spot, but it affects you. And if you read, or you study, or you learn about, or you think about, also Dvarim HaAsurim. So these are the portals of the mind, and they bring you closer to Chet. So that's in general. We have these general statements like Rachmana Liba Boy, or Liba Veina Tres Asuri de Chet Ninu. Uktsasa Biprat. Sometimes things are specifically mentioned by Chazal. That's what Pirkei Avos is full of. Full of ideas of Chovas Halvados, attitudes you're supposed to have. Shane Tzorech L'Harech B'Zichro, I don't even have to tell you, I don't have to sell this. They open Pirkei Avos. I'm my embosser. Umana Taholech. So you think about those things. It's a chiv to think about them. Think about them. Da, you know, Hishtakal B'Shlosh Dvarim. So he's supposed to do that. Okay, we'll stop here.